It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, October 17, 2022. Stand up for your country. So tonight we begin in earnest our coverage of the midterms 3 weeks from tomorrow. You know, I'm a little bit of a braggart sometimes, but I'll tell you, I think we'll have the best political coverage in the nation. And if you see anybody better or even close, please let me know, bill at BillO'Reilly.com, bill at BillO'Reilly.com, because what we're going to do is just facts, methodically work it down to what is likely to happen and what is happening now. And over the weekend, there was a change. There was a change in the political tenor that nobody that I know of picked it up, but I did. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. The change is this. The leader of the Democratic Party, President Biden, is becoming increasingly detached from reality. Okay? He's out of touch. And every time he makes a national appearance, that becomes clearer to the country. Now, there are a third of Americans that don't care about that, that they will vote for Democrats and Biden no matter what. Same thing with Nixon when Nixon was had to resign. About 28% of Americans, they would have supported Nixon no matter what he did. And that range doesn't deviate. Those people are just hardcore liberals or conservatives. They're not going to change. But over the weekend, we saw Joe Biden in Portland, Oregon, and someone asked about the economy. Go.
Yes, our economy is strong as hell, the internal. Inflation is worldwide, worse off everywhere else than it is in the United States. So the problem is the lack of economic growth and sound policy in other countries, not so much ours. And that's how it's worldwide inflation. It's consequential.
Okay, our economy is strong as hell. That's just not true. That's like the border is secure. It's not true. Yet Biden has no trouble saying that. And a lot, well, he's a liar. He may well be a liar. All right. But from my analysis of him over the past 2 years, he simply doesn't know what's happening. And people tell him, don't let the economy strong. Now, today, CNBC came out and said, there is a 100% chance of a recession in America. That isn't a strong economy, Mr. President. But will he even hear about that? Probably not. He lives in a bubble. That ice cream cone that he was holding cost probably 30% less this year, last year at this time. Okay, so again, so Biden says our economy is strong as hell, and it's the other countries that are having the inflation problem. It's the other countries. So I go, told myself, all right, gave me this stats. We have had 7 months in the United States of America with inflation over 8%. Not since 1981 has inflation been this bad. That was Jimmy Carter, okay, who got waxed by Reagan. And since June 1st, just a few months ago, the Dow has dropped 8.5%, more than 3,000 points. The S&P has dropped 10% since June 1st. Now, these are 401ks, college, all of your investments. Boom. And people are going to see those statements at the end of October, and they're going to be horrified. And that's the big change. Now, Biden should be saying, hey, we recognize there's a problem. We're working on it, and we have great solutions, and we're going to turn it around. That's what most politicians would say, but not him. He denies that it is even a problem. No problem. See other countries. Not us. We're strong as hell. No, we're not. Okay? American workers are falling way behind. And everybody knows it who works for a living. Everybody knows it who has investments. And there's this guy out saying, strong as hell. Hey, the border's secure. Don't worry about those 150,000 Americans dying from narcotics because they're flooding into the United States and Mexico. Don't worry about the 5 million foreign nationals who've showed up here since I'm president. No, don't worry about it. Border secure. Why? Because I'm saying it's secure. Now, that is madness. It's madness. And so what is happening is even the dimmest among us, the people who don't know anything and don't care to know anything, the lazy people who want to live their lives in a shell on the internet or whatever they do, even they are starting to go, it's not working. Now, many of them don't vote, but enough do that it could make a difference. And then the independent voters, which now are the deciders, they can't break for Biden and the Dems. You just can't. So I'm going to give you my predictions tomorrow, but I will tell you tonight that American voters have to see there is no attempt at all by Biden and his administration to solve any problem. I mean, this ridiculous Inflation Reduction Act is just a fantasy. It doesn't reduce inflation. It never will reduce inflation. In fact, when the Fed meets again, they'll raise interest rates again. That kills the American housing industry, kills the construction industry. I mean, it's just like this. But the economy's strong as hell, according to Joe. And that's a memo. Okay, Fox News poll. Fox News, hey, on a polling. I'm watching a polling this cycle, but this is an interesting one. So it came out with 1,206 registered voters. 42 Democrat, 41 Republican. Fair sample, 17 independent. Would you reelect Biden in 24 if the election were held today? Reelect 33. There are the zombies, 33. Vote for someone else, 54. Joe Biden's traits are assessed by voters. Cares about people like me, yes, 46, no, 51. Honest and trustworthy, yes, 44, no, 52. Has mental soundness to serve, yes, 40, no, 56. Is a strong leader, yes, 35, no, 62. So if only 33% of Americans would vote for Biden again tomorrow, he's done. And I told you months ago you wouldn't run in 24. I think I was the first national broadcaster to do that. And now I don't even know if he's going to make his next 2 years. I said that before. Might be like a health thing. This is doom. Doom. All right, a schedule of the day. President Biden did nothing. He showed up at the White House around 1 o'clock, 12:20. From Delaware, and he didn't do anything. Maybe he had an ice cream cone. I'm mocking him. He deserves to be mocked. He deserves to be mocked. I'm going to get, Thursday, I'm going to get into why he's the second worst president in the history of our republic after 2 years in office. So if you really want to know about your country's history and the presidents who have been terrible, Thursday I'll do it for you. All right, let's segue into the Igor Danchenko trial. Not getting a lot of coverage in the media because it's embarrassing to the Clinton campaign in 2016, particularly, and the FBI. So there's Igor. Igor is a private research guy who pushed the bogus Russian dossier that said Donald Trump did terrible things and had ties to Russia, which is all untrue, as we know. He's on trial on charges of lying to the FBI. On Friday, Judge Anthony Trenga threw out one of the four charges, said there wasn't enough basis to go forward to the jury, but three charges will go to the jury. Now, today, closing statements were made, and the jury gets it this week. It's not going to take long. He'll be convicted. He didn't even take the stand, Danchenko. And his lawyers did not present one defense witness to stick up for him. No one. So it was just the prosecutor, federal prosecutor, made his case, lied to the FBI, and Danchenko and his defense people said, we're not going to say anything. You know, I don't know if that's the best strategy. Maybe he could have had his mom come in and go, well, he was the nice boy. But joining us now is a guy who knows a lot more about all this than I do. His name is Brett Talman, former U.S. attorney from Utah, and he comes to us from Salt Lake City this evening. So this trial, from what I'm reading, I didn't see it, but it really is damning to the FBI. And can you explain to the audience and to me how damning the testimony has been?
Yeah, so Bill, it boils down to there are two basic charges against Danchenko. One, that he lied about communications with a Clinton campaign operative named Dolan. And then two, that he lied about an anonymous phone call that he received, both of which were very important issues to the legitimacy of the Steele dossier. Now, the judge, as you commented, threw out the first one, and it makes me worried about this judge, the reason. The allegation was that by the FBI handler that he lied when he asked him if Danchenko had talked to the Clinton campaign operative Dolan. The judge threw it out because the evidence was that their communication was via email and not actually verbally. Now, that should concern everyone because the judge looks to be, you know, that typically would not be the basis for throwing out a charge, finally sort of analyzing the definition of what talking means. The government clearly was indicating communication with Dolan. The judge threw it out, though, saying there was no evidence that there was an actual verbal conversation between the two. On the second part, the evidence has been very good that Danchenko lied, that the FBI was concerned about it, that they shut down, the FBI actually shut down corroborating investigative lines and went forward with it. So it's damning to both Danchenko and damning to the FBI. What I worry about is, I think you were right that the evidence is there to convict him, but a judge that you know, parses the first count as he did, I worry about that judge taking a look, and he indicated that he was going to look at whether or not the evidence really was sufficient, even if the jury returned a verdict of guilty.
All right, but if the jury does return a guilty verdict, the judge could do what he wants, but he's going to make the judge look very bad.
Yes, that's right.
So the FBI knew that Danchenko was running a scam trying to help the Hillary Clinton campaign, yet instead of shutting everything down, it went ahead and got warrants based on the false testimony of Danchenko that the FBI knew was false. Is that correct?
That's right. They went and obtained at least four FISA warrants based on
Isn't that a crime?
It is to to misrepresent to a tribunal. The irony is, Bill, it's the same crime they're accusing Danchenko of, and that misrepresentation.
Comey and McCabe, the two in charge of the FBI, you would assume knew that this was happening. It was that high a profile case. They have to know. So they're allowing their underlings to mislead FISA judges, and they all know that the warrants that they're receiving are tainted. I believe that's the word, tainted. Isn't that a crime? Shouldn't McCabe and Comey, based on the evidence presented in the Danchenko trial, be charged?
Yeah, there's 0% chance that Comey and McCabe weren't briefed in on this, you know, everything happening. The question really is, did they know, were they being informed about the concerns that were developing among the investigators on the legitimacy of this? And I have to think they were being informed. And if so, it's so disappointing that this Durham investigation has not reached the upper levels of the FBI or DOJ.
It's just staggering. It really is staggering because this was a presidential election in which the FBI was actively rooting for the Hillary Clinton campaign. If you just want to break it down, and they were using the power of the Federal Bureau of Investigation to help get Hillary Clinton elected, right?
And Bill, if you dig into some of the evidence presented in this case, there were actual communications between the handlers and their sources, like Danchenko, about a great victory for Hillary Clinton and congratulations, and that, hey, you've got fans in Russia. So, I mean, just phenomenal stuff coming out in this trial.
Is it possible when the Republicans take over Congress that Comey and McCabe could be reinvestigated? And is it possible down the road they could be charged with something?
Yeah, I think it is possible if individuals in both the Congress and in DOJ are willing to step up and actually pursue where the facts are, put aside the politics and actually issue subpoenas and get a grand jury seated and go after those folks that have purposely, you know, manipulated
their
power.
So there's no statute of limitation. There's no double jeopardy. That means trying people twice. There's none of that. McCabe and Comey have dodged now, but down the road, they could be held accountable if the stars align.
That's correct. There are plenty of statutes with very long statute of limitations that could apply here.
Okay. Final question. Do you think Danchenko is going to be convicted as I do?
I do. I think that there's sufficient evidence that he lied. One of the key facts being, Bill, that when the handler was concerned about the truth of what he was telling him, he asked him questions to see if he could recall some of the lies that he said, and the answers came out differently. The jury heard that. I think that's enough to convict him at least on the three counts.
All right. So he contradicted what he had said before, and the FBI
Correct.
Was able to prove that. Durham, is he done now after this, or does that continue to go on?
No, I think I think the concern is that he shut other lines of investigation appear to have been silenced or at least shut down. And, you know, what does he have left? You know, it's hard to say. So I'm not positive that he has other lines, but I would, if I were betting, I would say that he's probably going to shut down the operation after this.
A to F, what grade would you give Durham?
Well, if we're talking just effort, it would certainly be more positive, but he's, you know, at a C or a D at this point because we did not get to the levels of, investigation we wanted. We didn't get the targets. He's also suffered an acquittal on the one that connected them to the campaign. So very, very difficult to grade him higher.
Okay. All right, Brett, thanks very much. We appreciate it, as always. Brett Tallman in Utah. Okay, so here's an interesting story about Barack Obama. I get a lot of mail. It says Barack Obama is behind the Biden administration, he's pulling the strings and all that. And it's not true. Obama is well thought of within the Biden administration, but it's not like he's involved with policy decisions. Maybe they'll call him once in a while for advice because he's a very savvy politician. But he's not day to day telling Joe Biden what to do. That's Ron Klain, the chief of staff. That's who tells Biden pretty much what to do, in conjunction with Susan Rice, who is the head of domestic policy in the United States, those two. So Obama goes on Pod Save America, which is in a left-wing podcast, and he's talking about woke. Roll the tape.
You know, sometimes people just want to not feel as if they are walking on eggshells, and they want some acknowledgement that life is messy and that all of us at any given moment can, you know, say things the wrong way, you know, make mistakes.
Okay, the reason Obama's saying that is to send a message to the progressive left that you've overstepped, particularly in the school parents thing. That's going to really hurt the Democrats on November 8th, because most American parents are not ideological people. Some are Republicans, some are Democrats, but they don't live in that ideological political world. They're trying to make a living and raise their kids, but they don't want their kids coming home with this insane woke nonsense. Okay, so that was a message Obama was sending there. He also knows that there is a backlash against the Democratic Party because it is associated with woke. So progressive left doing the woke, not conservatives or Republicans. Okay, I wrote a column filed yesterday, Trump's Revenge, about this, and then about the people who have embraced this woke and this hate Trump, and all the Trump supporters are horrible, vile people. Now there's a big backlash. So I hope you read the column on BillO'Reilly.com. You don't have to be a premium member or anything. You just punch it on up. There it is. I think you'll learn something from it. Now, the media is woke. They love it. Love it. Even the sports media. Roll the tape.
You and Mike Tomlin are two of the few black head coaches in the league. I wonder what your relationship is like with them and your thoughts on Steve Wilkes joining that fold.
I have a very good relationship with Tomlin. We don't look at what color we are when we coach against each other. We just know each other.
But you also understand that representation matters too, right? And that when young aspiring coaches or even football players, they see you guys, you know, they see someone that looks like them, they grew up like them, that has to mean something.
Well, when you say you see you guys and look like them and grow up like them, it means that we're eyeballs to begin with. And I think the minute you guys stop making a big deal about it, everybody else will as well.
Very intelligent statement by Tampa Bay head coach Todd Bowles. It's the media that fuels this stuff. That's what they do. You know, it's so awful. Okay, mass shooting. This is when four more people are shot in a single incident. Now, we cover this because there is a problem with mass shootings. But it isn't the lone nut that goes into the school in Uvalde or other places, Parkland, Florida, and kills it. That's certainly a problem, okay? And happens far too often around the world and in the United States. But there is an endemic problem, a problem that is growing in another arena. So let me run down the incidents. Harrisburg, Virginia, 8 people shot and wounded, ages 18 to 27. Okay? We asked the Harrisburg police, what is the ethnicity of the victims? They will not tell us. Okay. African-American has been arrested as the gunman in shooting 8 people in Harrisburg, Virginia. Atlanta, Georgia, 3 male victims hurt, 1 female. This was at a black college, Clark, Atlanta. Okay, we asked the Atlanta police, ethnicity wouldn't tell us. Denver, Colorado, a house party. All right, 1 killed, 7 hurt. We don't know the ethnicity, the Denver police won't say. Worcester, Massachusetts, house party, 6 victims hurt. Worcester police won't say what the ethnicity is of the victims or the perpetrator. Freeport, New York. Okay, 3 16-year-old boys hurt, 14-year-old boy hurt in a party in a black area of Long Island. I assume they're all African Americans. 3 16-year-olds and a 14-year-old. Pittsburgh, 2 women killed, all right, 1 man killed, 1 man hurt. 3 dead, 1 wounded in North Pittsburgh. We asked the police, no one won't tell us. Okay, now, this is so strange that all we want to know is who the victims are, whether they're white, Hispanic, African-American, Asian, or other. Why won't you say? They adamantly won't say. Because most of the victims and the perpetrators are African-American. This is where the mass shootings are coming from. These communities. Now, that's a fact. And we've given you the stats over and over and over again. That is mostly African-Americans who are being murdered and wounded in the streets by other African-Americans. You are never going to solve the problem until you acknowledge the problem. Now, of course, poverty drives that. Derelict parents drive it. All right? This isn't hard to figure out. But the authorities now stonewall the information because of woke. That's why they do it. Awful. Let's solve the problem.
Hey, guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Putin continues to kill civilians in Ukraine. I'm sure you've heard. He sent rockets into Kyiv. People are dying. And what else is new with Putin? All right, he's a war criminal. And there are a sliver of Americans who say we shouldn't be involved in Ukraine at all. Why are we over there? We shouldn't be giving them any support. Let Putin do what he wants. Doesn't affect us. Of course it does. Now, I've heard Tulsi, I want to be fair here. Tulsi Gabbard, former congresswoman from Hawaii, walked that line. Okay, but we don't have a soundbite from her saying specifically that Ukraine, we shouldn't be there. What we do have is she left the Democratic Party, and here's what she said. Go.
Well, first I'll say President Biden has been enacting policies and actions that have further escalated this war, rather than exercising the opportunity and responsibility that he has as the President of the United States to work to bring these parties together, de-escalate, and come to a negotiated peaceful solution.
That's not true. All right, so NATO, and particularly Macron in France and Erdogan in Turkey, okay, have been directly in touch with Biden, with Putin, saying, look, let's come to the table. Now, if Biden didn't want that, then that wouldn't happen. So NATO is trying desperately to get Biden, to get Putin, to get Putin to the table. And Biden doesn't oppose that. Now, why would you put Biden on the phone with Putin? Biden can't remember what day it is. Now, Macron is the guy who's trying to drive this. Now, Gabbard misrepresented that 100%. Oh, no, I mean, we don't care. We're not trying to negotiate. Yeah, we are. Nobody wants this. Okay, UK. It's coming here. I just don't report on things in England. It's coming here. This is an unbelievable story. So there's a group over there called Animal Rebellion, and it's a bunch of young people running around who think that global warming is caused by food. So these kids are running into grocery stores, taking milk and dairy products and destroying them. Okay? It's happening all over the UK. We got London, Manchester, Norwich, Edinburgh, and Scotland. And the statement is this, quote, the dairy industry is incredibly environmentally destructive. The world's top five meat and dairy corporations are now responsible for more CHG emissions than Exxon, Shell, or BP. We need a plant-based future now. So what this is about is that these nuts are tying in dairy and meat production to global warming. They want to force everybody to eat just plant-based vegetables. That's what they want. Now, believe me, that's coming here. And this is totalitarianism. This is climate change fascism. Like, oh, the threat is so bad that we're all going to die in 10 years that our whole society has to change in every way. We have to have socialist government, can't have any dissent, and you got to eat legumes. Okay, not really funny, but it's funny to me. Smart life. So I know a lot of people, and every human being that I know, every single one of them has a skill set, something they were born with. They were born with talent. You know, when I wrote Killing the Legends, Elvis Presley's talent, it's staggering. John Lennon, same thing. Muhammad Ali, unbelievable talent. Now, most of us don't have talent at that level, but we all have talent, God-given talent. We're born with it. And the key to a smart life is finding out what that talent is and then doing it and making a living from it. Now, that's not taught in school, and it's not even encouraged in society. It's like, oh, well, why don't you be an insurance salesman? Nothing wrong with being an insurance salesman, particularly if you're good at it. But it's like society wants to put you in a little bubble. So you grandparents and parents out there, you should be looking to see what talent the urchins have. I did that. I analyzed my kids and saw what they did particularly well. And then I put them on a path to explore that. So it didn't work out 100%, but it worked out pretty well. You know, they found things they like to do. And even if you're a senior citizen, you can still develop that talent and market it in some cases to have a smart life. But when I see people, my father was miserable in his job. He was a low-level accountant. And he had so much talent, very gregarious, witty, smart, well-spoken, military officer. And it just but he's afraid. So in addition to finding out what your skill set is, you have to have the courage to pursue it. That's a Smart Life segment for today. This day in history, October 17th, 1986, 36 years ago, Ronald Reagan signed the Comprehensive Immigration Law. This is amazing. So 1986, the bill prohibited the hiring of illegal aliens, could not hire them in the United States, and offered amnesty to undocumented migrants who had entered the USA prior to 1982, 4 years before. So there was a window, 82, okay, to 86, no. But if you had entered the USA prior to 82, you got amnesty. And this was millions of people. In addition, increased border security, blah, 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 blah. And you remember Reagan, if you're a certain age, saying, oh, this is going to solve the immigration problem. But of course it didn't, because the federal government did not enforce the hiring aspect of the new law. Didn't enforce it. And so it all fell apart. And that was 36 years ago today. All right, mail segment. Final thought about people trying to rip you off. Right back.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. All right, let's get to the mail. Hugh on the message board. I understand O'Reilly's comment about Biden standing up for his son's addiction, his compassion. Does he have any compassion at all, Joe Biden, for those parents whose sons died from overdoses, drug overdoses? No, he doesn't. Biden is centric to Biden and his family. You don't have any compassion. I haven't seen it for anybody else. A lot of politicians like that. And concierge member Ann gets direct access to me. Just priced a flight for business the Sunday before Thanksgiving, more than $1,000 round trip. Same flight 2 weeks later, $267 round trip. I told you 2 weeks ago, the gouge is here. You're going to fly over Thanksgiving or Christmas, they're going to kill you. Alan, never-ending delays, lost baggage, surly staff, cancellations, price gouging, overloaded telephone, answering service, long lineups, driving looks good. If you can handle the driving, even with the gas prices, better off. Robert, concierge member, that was something to watch. You and Chris Cuomo enjoy the journalism lesson on anonymous sources. Maureen, as for this Fetterman character running for the Senate in Pennsylvania, the Democrats don't care he isn't up to the job. It's just a voting seat for them. I would agree with that, but there are some Republican candidates that are pretty bad too. So that might apply to both parties, Maureen. Dennis Laffin, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. On numerous occasions, you have expressed exasperation on how anyone could possibly vote for Democrats in the upcoming midterms. I share your frustration. Remember, though, 2 years into the Great Depression, Herbert Hoover still got 39% of the vote. What an excellent analysis, Dennis. I did not know that. But now I do because you told me. And on Thursday, when I analyze a historical look back at terrible presidents, I'm going to bring that in. 39%. Hoover just sat there. Didn't do anything. Who does that remind you of? David Langston, Paducah, Kentucky. O'Reilly, I heard you say that President Grant destroyed the KKK in 1871. Who was responsible for all of the cross burnings, lynching, and other attacks after that? Individuals. Individuals were responsible. Criminals. Okay, I mean, Grant sent federal troops down. He broke the organizations. They weren't allowed to exist. But the individuals can't get every criminal. Wish you could. John Primsky, Fort Collins, Colorado. What would make us believe dark money used in a 2020 election, Zuckerberg, would not be used again to ballot harvest in cities like Philadelphia, Atlanta, Phoenix, Columbus, Milwaukee to win the Senate for the Democrats? It's up to the states. The states got to watch it. They're in charge. So we're all watching, but it's the states. Lori, concierge member, maybe I'm dumb or clueless, but how do they know that a prehistoric bird killed this little Neanderthal girl 115,000 years ago? Because the bones that were recovered in Poland have little bite marks on them. And the bite marks, the archaeologists traced to this giant bird. It's an amazing science. It really is, this archaeology. Gunnerberg, Yakima, Washington. Mr. O'Reilly, my father and I have bought every killing book. Usually we swap who buys, but this time I ended up getting both of them yesterday. This is a tradition that started with Killing Lincoln, and I now have my first baby due November 10th. I pray that someday this little one and I can share the same experience together with the killing books. First of all, congrats on the baby. I hope it is very healthy and you guys are deliriously happy. And second of all, you know, if you can develop a rapport with your children over the history books, the killing books, that's a fantastic thing. Joseph Viglione, Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Love the No Spin News. I watch it here in Thailand, where I am 8 months of the year. While I was in the U.S. this past summer, I read The Killing the Killers. It was the best nonfiction book I have ever read. I appreciate that compliment. Jeffrey Werner, Raleigh, North Carolina. Killing the Legends is great history and a super read. Your hard work shows page after page. Yeah, Dugard and I work hard. There's no doubt about it. We do. Okay, so if you want Killing the Legends, you go to BillO'Reilly.com. We'll blast it right out for you. If you renew your premium membership or concierge or sign up, you get it free. Okay, so that's a great deal. And you're going to get discounts on all our stuff for Christmas. That's a great deal. Word of the day, do not be callow. C-A-L-L-O-W. Right back with the final thought. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
All right, here's the final thought of the day. When I'm out and about, you know, I look around and I see what's happening. A couple of years ago, I couldn't get anything done because of COVID. Everything, I can't do a COVID. Can't do a COVID. I couldn't get Killing the Killers printed last year when it was supposed to be out because of COVID. Everything backed up. Couldn't do it. COVID this, COVID that. Don't have enough employees, COVID. COVID. Now, inflation. Get your bills. Look at your bills. They're killing you. Killing me. I compare the bills from year to year. And I mean, it's stuff like cutting the grass. Inflation, cutting the grass. Inflation. It's inflation. Yep, that's what it is. We're getting gouged, not only by the airline industry and a lot of the others, but in our daily lives. Oh, it's inflation, because they stack it on. It's not 8%, it's 15% up. So just be aware of that. In some cases, I even renegotiate, and I've been successful in doing that. Anyway, thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We will see you tomorrow.